too.
Nosotros queremos servir a Dios también.
And it's different for us too.
Y es diferente para nosotros también.
I appreciate that song.
Gracias por el canto.
Wherever the Lord goes, He makes a difference.
Donde Dios viene, hace una diferencia.
And the difference He makes is a very good difference in our lives.
Y la diferencia que Él hace es una diferencia que es muy buena.
I was thinking about secrets this morning.
Estaba pensando de secretos esta mañana.
At home in Guthrie, we have a factory that makes fish bait.
En Guthrie tenemos una factoría que hace comida para los pescados. Bait. Para los pescados. Una cosa especial. Pescado de costa.
Carnada.
And when the catfish smell this bait, it's supposed to really, really get them going.
Cuando los pescados huelen esta carnada, esta comida, la quieren agarrar.
Here, the waters are so clear all around the island.
Aquí la agua es tan clara.
But at home, we have muddy waters most places.
La agua de allá tiene mucho lodo.
And so there has to be a lot of smell in it.
Entonces, los pescados tienen que oler.
But it's a big secret as to what they put in this stuff.
Pero es un secreto. Nadie dice cómo hacen esta carnada.
They have a room in this building.
And un cuarto especial en este edificio.
And you can go in there and work and all of those things, but you cannot enter this room.
Puedes ir a trabajar, pero nadie puede ir a ese cuarto.
Because it's a great secret.
Porque es un secreto.
They don't want anybody else to know.
No quiere que nadie más sabe el secreto.
I want to share some secrets with you this morning.
Yo quiero darles unos secretos esta mañana.
There are secrets that God wants us to know.
Hay secretos que Dios quiere que sabemos.
In Psalms 25 and 14.
En Salmos 25 y 14.
It says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant."
No tengo Biblia en español. Si alguien tiene una Biblia, el secreto de Dios es con los hombres, dice la Escritura. En Salmos.
The secret of the Lord is within that fear Him. You know, God has the secrets of life, and there's a lot of things in life. God made life, He made us. Within life, God has made secrets to make life right. And there's those things that destroy men, and there's those things that make men make their homes right. There's things that God has put in place that are only shown to those that fear Him. And many times we see out in the world today, we see people living every which way. Sometimes we saw a marriage this morning, and I thought it was a beautiful thing. You know, God instituted that.
Dios mandó,
in the world, lots of people never get married.
En el mundo, muchos no se casan.
And then they wonder what happens with their children.
Y luego piensan, pues, ¿qué pasó con mi familia?
But God gave the secret to those that fear Him.
Pero Dios da los secretos a quien le teme.
And He told us that He wanted us to be married.
Y él dijo que quería que seamos casados.
And He said He wanted us to only be married to one.
Y casados nomás a uno.
As long as we live.
toda la vida.
There's a great secret in that.
Hay un secreto en eso.
Oh, we thank God for the secrets of God.
Damos gracias por los secretos de Dios.
Many, many blessings.
Hay muchas bendiciones.
Are in the secrets of the Lord.
Son en los secretos de Dios.
In Psalms 91 and 1.
En Salmos 91 y 1.
It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
El que habita al abrigo del Altísimo morará bajo la sombra del Omnipotente.
There's a secret place where we dwell with God.
Hay una parte secreta donde podemos vivir con Dios.
And God wants people to dwell there.
Y Dios quiere que vivimos allí.
Not everyone dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
Todos no viven en la parte secreta más alto.
But those that do,
pero los que viven allí,
He covers them.
Los cubre.
With the shadow of the Almighty God.
Con la sombra de su sombra.
There's some scriptures that speak of us being covered by God.
Hay escrituras que hablan que Dios nos cubre.
In Psalms 17 and 8.
En Salmos 17 y 8.
Says, "Keep me as the apple of thine eyes. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Guárdame como a la niña de tus ojos, escóndeme bajo la sombra de tus alas."
And in Matthew 23 and 37,
Mateo 23 y 37,
it says here, 37, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and he would not."
Jerusalén, Jerusalén, que matas a los profetas y apedreas a los que te son enviados. ¿Cuántas veces quise juntar a tus hijos como la gallina junta sus polluelos debajo de las alas y no quisiste?
Have you ever seen a chicken gather her chicks under her wings?
¿Has mirado la gallina agarrar sus gallitos abajo de sus alas?
There's a little cluck, and all the little chicks come running.
La gallina hace un cluck cluck y todos vienen.
That's a little secret place for those chicks.
Es una parte secreta para esos pollitos.
When danger comes around, they get under there and they're real quiet.
Cuando viene peligro, ellos vienen allí y están bien quietecitos.
There's a place in God.
Hay una parte en Dios.
Where He wants to cover us.
Que Él quiere cubrirnos.
There's some secrets that He wants to give
us. Hay secretos que nos quiere decir.
So that we can live for Him all the days of our life.
Para que podemos vivir y seguir a Él todos los días de nuestra vida.
So that His presence will live with us all the way to the end.
Para que su presencia sea con nosotros hasta el fin.
I want to read a song to you out of our book.
Hay un canto en el himnario.
It talks about humility.
Habla de humildad.
And it says here, "Humility, thou secret veil."
Humildad es un secreto.
Unknown to proud in heart.
Los orgullosos no lo conocen.
Where showers of blessing never fail.
Donde hay mucha bendición.
And glories never depart.
Y la gloria nunca se va.
And it says in the next verse, "Humility, thou pure thy place."
Humildad, que pura es tu parte.
Thou seat of holiness.
Siento de santidad.
The door of entrance into grace.
La puerta a la gracia.
And everlasting bliss.
Y bendición para siempre.
Is it true that showers of blessings will never fail in our life?
¿Puedes saber que las lluvias de bendiciones nunca pueden parar en nuestra vida?
Is it true that The glories of God will never depart from our heart.
¿Es verdad que la gloria de Dios nunca necesita departar de nuestra alma?
The song starts by saying humility, thou secret veil.
El canto habla de humildad.
It's a secret place.
Es un secreto.
It's where we give up our way.
Es donde nosotros dejamos nuestro propio propósito.
It's where we humble our heart before God.
Donde nos humillamos abajo de Dios.
This chorus says, oh, may thy blessed abode with me.
El canto dice, oh, ven, vive en mí. Haz tu hogar en mí.
Thou angel of the sky.
Tu ángel de los cielos.
It's calling humility an angel of the sky.
Está hablando de humildad, que es un ángel de los cielos.
You know what? Humility goes against everything of the flesh, doesn't it?
Humildad muchas veces va contra nuestro propio carnal.
We want our own way in life.
Queremos nuestro propio propósito.
We want to do our own things.
Queremos hacer nuestras cosas, nuestro estilo.
We want to get people back. If they get us, we want to win.
Si alguien nos hace mal, queremos hacerles algo también.
But the grace of God don't dwell there.
Pero la gracia de Dios no va.
Yes.
There's a secret up under the things of God.
Yes. Pero hay un secreto abajo de las cosas de Dios.
And He reveals those secrets to those that fear Him.
Y Él revela esos secretos a los que les temen.
Yes.
Many times we wonder, where is the peace of God? In my home.
Muchas veces decimos, ¿dónde está la paz de Dios en mi hogar?
Why don't I have peace with my wife?
¿Por qué no tengo paz con mi esposo y esposa?
Why don't I have peace with my children?
¿Por qué no tengo paz con mis niños?
And the Lord says, I have some secrets I want to teach you.
Y Dios nos dice, yo tengo unos secretos que te quisiera enseñar.
But it's when we humble our heart before God.
Pero es cuando nos podemos humillar nuestro corazón adelante de Él.
And we give up our way.
Y dejamos nuestro propio camino.
And we take His way.
Y agarramos el camino de Dios.
It's when there's strife.
Porque cuando hay pleito.
And I would get back.
Y yo quiero vencerle.
But instead.
Pero entonces, en contra.
I do a good deed for them.
Yo te puedo hacer algo bueno.
When I would have a feeling in my heart.
Cuando yo tengo un sentimiento en mi corazón,
then it's right in my mind, they wronged me.
Y es mi sentimiento, me hicieron mal.
God has a place where we can have peace anyway.
Amen.
Dios nos puede dar paz en estos, yes, en estos momentos.
And we forgive them.
Y podemos perdonar.
Webster's dictionary says a secret.
El diccionario dice de secretos.
It says that it's concealed. It's something that is concealed.
El secreto está escondido.
From the notice of all the persons, except the individual or individuals concerned.
El secreto, todos no lo saben, nomás los que necesitan saber del secreto.
In Proverbs 3 and 31 and 32.
En Proverbios 3 y 32.
Bear with me because I want to come to some things in a few minutes that might encourage your hearts.
Quiero enseñarles unas cosas, si ten paciencia.
It says here, it says his secret is with the righteous. Verse 32. It says, the Lord's secret is with the righteous.
El secreto es con los justos. No, I'm sorry.
Porque Jehová abomina al perverso, mas su comunión íntima es con los justos.
It says, for the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. I want to encourage us this morning that God's secret is with the righteous.
Pero animales, que los secretos de Dios son con el justo.
Turn away from the ways that we would see as right.
Yeah. Deus.
Voltea del camino que tú miras, que es el recto.
Turn away from the way of sin.
Volteate del camino del pecado.
Because there's a secret in the things of God.
Porque hay los secretos si vienen a Dios.
There's a secret in humbling our spirit to God.
Hay secreto en humillarse adelante de Dios.
I will tell you another secret.
Te voy a decir otro secreto.
And yet everybody knows it.
Pero todos lo saben.
The way of the flesh brings death.
El camino de lo carnal trae muerte.
Yeah. It brings death in our soul.
Trae muerte en nuestras almas.
Yeah. But it brings death in our homes too.
Pero trae muerte en el hogar también.
When we live a humble and a pure life before God.
Pero cuando vivimos una vida humilde adelante de Dios.
There is a wonderful secret there.
Hay un buen secreto.
And I will talk about some of those things.
Voy a hablar de esas cosas.
In Isaiah 66 and 2.
Isaías 66 y 2.
The scripture says here, for all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. He's talking about the heavens and the earth. He said, I've made all those things. The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. I've made all of those things. And he says, where is, verse 1, where is the house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Are you going to do anything great enough for me? I'm God. I made the place. I made the house. I made the earth. Earth is my throne. Or the heavens is my throne. And the earth is my footstool. You can't make anything great enough for God.
Jehová dijo así, el cielo es mi trono y la tierra estrado de mis pies. ¿Dónde está la casa que me habréis de edificar? ¿Dónde el lugar de mi reposo?
Está diciendo Dios que Él ha hecho todo en este mundo. ¿Y qué podemos nosotros hacer para Él? Para que habite en algo que nosotros hacemos.
For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word.
Mi mano hizo todas esas cosas, y así todas esas cosas fueron, dice Jehová. Pero miraré a aquel que es pobre y humilde de espíritu, y que tiembla a mi palabra.
Él va a mirar, no puede vivir en un habitamiento que nosotros hacemos, pero Él nos va a mirar cuando nuestro espíritu es humilde y que temamos su palabra.
There is a secret here.
Hay un secreto aquí.
God tells us that I'm going to look over here to this man.
Él va a mirar a este hombre.
I'm gonna listen to him.
Lo va a escuchar.
I'm going to hear his prayer.
Voy a escuchar su oración.
He's going to have my attention.
Él tiene mi atención.
Not the one that builds me a big temple.
No el que me hace un edificio bien hermoso.
But the one that is poor.
Pero el que está pobre.
In his heart.
En el espíritu.
And is of a contrite spirit.
Y es de un espíritu arrepentido.
And he trembles at my word.
Y tiene temor a mi palabra.
My word means more to him, God says.
Mi palabra es más a él.
Than his own thoughts.
De sus mismos pensamientos.
When this man, see, God said, I'm going to look over here to this man. When he cries to me, I'm going to hear him. Now, are we going to build God something great?
Dios dice, voy a mirar a este hombre. Pero nosotros que estamos luchando a hacerle algo muy grande.
This is the secret of the Lord.
Este es el secreto de Dios.
He wants to dwell in our hearts.
Él quiere vivir en nuestros corazones.
He wants to speak in our life.
Él quiere hablar en nuestras vidas.
When we get in trouble, he wants to help us.
Cuando estamos en peligros, en pruebas, él quiere ayudarnos.
Have you ever been in a place you just didn't know which way to turn?
Has estado en partes en que no sabes qué camino agarrar?
I don't know what to do.
Yo no sé qué hacer.
I don't know where to go.
No sé dónde ir.
I'm confused.
Soy confundido.
Do you know that you can have a personal audience with God?
Pero gracias a Dios, puedes tú estar en la presencia de Dios.
But he's looking for a humble heart.
Pero está buscando el corazón humilde.
When we feel ourselves rising up,
cuando nosotros sentimos que estamos muy grandes,
and we are becoming great in our flesh,
estamos grandes en nuestro poder, nuestro canal.
The Lord starts backing off.
Dios te quita de esa cosa.
But when we humble our heart before God,
pero cuando estamos humildes adelante de él,
and we begin to cry out,
y comenzamos a clamar a Dios,
Lord, I don't know what to do.
Yo no sé qué hacer.
Lord, I don't know how to direct my life.
Yo no sé cómo dirigir mi vida.
I don't know how to please you.
No sé cómo agradecerte.
I don't know how to raise my children.
Yo no sé cómo guiar mis niños.
I don't know how to deal with certain problems.
No sé cómo vencer estos problemas.
That's poor.
Esto es pobre.
You don't have very much.
No tenemos mucho.
But there's a secret.
Pero sí tenemos el secreto.
It's the secret of God.
Es el secreto de Dios.
He'll look to you when you're in that position.
Él te mira en esa posición.
And he'll begin to fill you.
Y él te, sí, se va a comenzar a llenarte.
He'll begin to fill you with his thoughts.
Él va a llenarte de sus pensamientos.
Yes. And with his mind.
Con su mente.
You'll begin to see God is making my way before me.
Y vas a mirar, Dios abierto mi camino.
He has made my path clear.
Él me ha sido mi camino claro.
And yet I don't know how it happened.
Y no entiendo cómo pasó.
But the Almighty looked to me.
El Dios miró a ti.
I want to encourage us this morning.
Quiero animarte esta mañana.
Don't take life in your own hands.
No hagas tu vida en tus propias manos.
Don't take things in your own thoughts.
No agarras tus propios pensamientos.
Humble our hearts down flat before God.
Humillate
delante de Dios. And get real low.
Ponte muy, muy abajo.
Sometimes we think we get it figured out.
A veces pensamos que lo tenemos todo recto.
And then it misses. Then it's gone.
No agarramos el punto.
I want to read some stories in a minute. How God fought for those that loved Him.
Voy a leerte una historia como Dios peleó.
The Lord wants us to make it to heaven.
Él quiere que llegamos a los cielos.
He's going to fight against Satan.
Él va a pelear contra Satanás.
Satan's going to back us in the corner.
Satanás nos quiere poner en un rincón.
And we're going to wonder, how can I make it now?
Y vamos a decir, ¿cómo podemos vencer?
It's no problem. We just need God to move on the
scene.
That's the secret of the righteous.
Es el secreto de los justos.
That we have God in our life.
Que tenemos a Dios en nuestras vidas.
Amen.
That God moves abundantly.
Dios mueve para nosotros.
That He guides us by His Spirit.
Nos guía por su espíritu.
When the Amen. Lord promised His Spirit,
cuando Él prometió su espíritu,
He promised that He would be a guide for us.
Él prometió que iba a ser una guía para nosotros.
That's the secret we need.
Es el secreto que necesitamos.
Amen.
When He get promised His Spirit,
cuando prometió su espíritu,
He promised to comfort our hearts.
Él prometió que nos iba a confortar nuestras almas.
When life overwhelms us,
cuando la vida nos va arriba de nosotros,
We don't have to have all the problems go away in our life.
Las problemas todas no se van.
We just need the balm, the comfort of God.
A lo mejor todo no se va, pero cuando Dios da nuestro el conforto en nuestra alma,
in our spirit,
en nuestro espíritu, todo va a estar
bien. It's a secret.
Es un secreto.
But it's revealed to those that humble themselves before God.
Es revelado a los justos.
And confess, Lord, I need
los
you.
Humildes.
In Psalms 32 and 8,
Psalms 32 y 8.
The Lord promises, well, I'll read that. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye.
Te haré entender y te enseñaré el camino en que debes andar. Sobre ti fijaré mis ojos.
Is it true that the psalm says where showers of blessing never fail? And glories never depart. That comes from the presence of the Lord. In Psalm 16 and 11 it says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. I want to read a story to you. In Exodus 13 and 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud. Now most of us know the story. I think probably most of us here know the story. That the Israelites were captives. They were slaves in a strange land in Egypt. And they took them and they mistreated them. They began to kill their children. They began to work them hard every day. And many, many things they did to them.
Nosotros sabemos la historia de los israelitas que eran esclavos y comenzaron a tratarlos muy mal. Mataban a sus hijos y los trataban muy feo. Pero Dios hizo un escape para ellos.
And they began to call upon the Lord.
Ellos comenzaron a clamar a Dios.
And God saw it.
Y Dios miró a eso.
And he began to send plagues upon Egypt.
Él comenzó a mandar enfermedades a los egipcios.
Moses went to Pharaoh and he said, let my people go.
Y Moisés fue al faraón y dijo, deja mi pueblo salir.
Pharaoh refused.
Dijo, no.
I'm not going to let your people go.
No voy a dejar a tu gente ir.
And so their rivers turned to blood.
Entonces, sus ríos cambiaron a sangre.
And frogs came out and ate everything.
Y los sapos vinieron y comieron todo.
And the locusts came in and destroyed all their crops.
Vino locust. Vino el animal y comió toda la todas.
And finally, God said, I'm going to take their firstborn children throughout all the land of Egypt.
Y luego Dios vino y dijo, voy a agarrar el mayor hijo de cada casa.
And so then Pharaoh said, you can go.
Entonces el faraón dijo, puedes ir.
And God went before the children of Israel.
Y Dios fue adelante de los israelitas.
And the Lord, verse 21 of 13 of Exodus, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night.
Jehová iba delante de ellos de día en una columna de nube para guiarlos por el camino, y de noche en una columna de fuego para alumbrarles, a fin de que anduviesen de día y de noche.
The Lord not only led them in the day, but he led them at night.
Él los guió no nomás en el día, pero también en la noche.
I hope we can be encouraged, saints.
Ojalá que podamos estar animados.
God will lead us by day and by night.
Dios nos va a guiar por día y por noche.
But Pharaoh wasn't content with what happened.
Pero no estaba contento con lo que pasó.
And he's never content when people escape from him. The devil is never content when people escape from his
home. El diablo nunca está contento cuando una alma se escapa de su mano.
In Exodus 14 and 5, I want to read a little more of the story. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this? that we have let Israel go from serving us. And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he went after the children of Israel. He said, we're not going to let them go.
Y fue dado aviso al rey de Egipto, el pueblo huía, y el corazón de Faraón y de sus siervos se volvió contra el pueblo, y dijeron, ¿cómo hemos hecho esto de haber dejado ir a Israel para que nos sirva? Y usó un carro y tomó consigo su pueblo.
I'm going to read on. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Pahath-Hirah, beside Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They did the right thing. They saw before them was the Red Sea, and behind them was Pharaoh's army marching after them. And they cried out unto the Lord.
Y tomó 600 carros escogidos y todos los carros de Egipto y los capitanes sobre ellos. Y endureció Jehová el corazón de Faraón, rey de Egipto. Y él siguió a los hijos de Israel, pero los hijos de Israel habían salido con mano poderosa, siguiendo los pueblos egipcios con toda la caballería y carros de Faraón, su gente de a caballo y todo su ejército los alcanzaron, acampados junto al mar, al lado de Piavirot, delante de Baal-Zephon. Y cuando Faraón se hubo acercado, los hijos de Israel alzaron sus ojos, y he aquí que los egipcios venían tras ellos, por lo que los hijos de Israel temieron en gran manera y clamaron a Jehová y dijeron a Moisés, no había
The children of Israel were in a real tight place here because Pharaoh was coming upon them with all of his army and he was very angry. And they had nowhere to go. The Red Sea was right in front of them. What were they going to do? What would you do? Would you try to swim over the sea? With over a million people? There wasn't any answer. They were going to be destroyed. Pharaoh was very angry. He had just lost his firstborn child. His people were angry. There wasn't anywhere to go. There wasn't any choices. What are we going to do? It says they cried unto the Lord. What would the Lord do? Could God deliver them out of such? You know what Moses told the people? He said in verse 13, fear not. Don't fear. Stand still.
Yes.
And see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Have you ever been in a battle like that? Has the devil ever told you there's no way you can make it? I'm coming after your soul.
Yo vengo por tu alma.
And you're going to have to give in. I'm going to take you captive.
Yo voy a darte cautivo.
And kill you. That's the devil that speaks.
Amen.
Sometimes he gets us in those kind of corners.
A veces no puede poner en esos rincones.
There's nowhere to go.
No hay donde ir.
What do will I do?
¿Qué puedo hacer?
How can I escape?
¿Cómo puedo escapar?
They cried unto the Lord.
Así clamaron a Dios.
And Moses said, fear not.
Amen.
You stand still.
Yes.
See the salvation of the Lord.
Mira la salvación de Dios.
Moses was trusting in one that was greater than him. He wasn't looking at the battle.
No estaba mirando la batalla.
He wasn't looking at the chariots coming after him.
No estaba mirando el ejército atrás de él.
He said, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Mira la salvación de Dios.
I want to tell you today,
yes. Quiero decir ahora,
God's going to make a way for you to make it to heaven.
Amen. Dios va a hacer un camino para ti que puedes llegar a los cielos.
Do not fear.
No yes. tengas temor.
Stand still.
Estate quieto.
Don't run into the sea.
Amen.
Don't try to swim out.
Yes. No, en la lucha de nadar hasta.
Don't surrender to the enemy.
No te rindes al enemigo.
Stand still.
Estate quieto.
And see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes. Mira la salvación de Dios.
He's going to make a way for our soul.
Él va a hacer un camino para nuestra alma.
We can make it through.
Podemos vencer.
Amen. Take courage.
Yes. Ten ánimo.
They were trying to escape Egypt.
Estaban queriendo escapar de Egipto.
When you was first wanting to be saved.
Cuando tú primero querías ser salvo.
You know what? The devil gets on your trail.
El diablo va atrás de ti.
Yes.
This meeting has come and it's almost gone.
Este campamento ha venido y ya se va.
Where are we at with the Lord today?
¿Cómo estamos con Dios?
Has the devil been on your trail?
El diablo está atrás de ti.
Escape for your life.
Yeah.
Don't surrender to the enemy.
Yeah.
Of course he will come after you.
Yeah.
Of course he will roar like a lion.
Yeah.
He will tell you there's no way.
You
see all my forces. You see all the temptations. You see all the discouragements.
Tú puedes mirar todo el desánimo.
Pharaoh was fixing to see the hand of God work.
Pero Pharaoh miró la mano de Dios.
There was fixed. Something was starting to happen that Pharaoh had never dreamed could happen.
Pharaoh nunca pudo pensar de lo que iba a pasar.
God wants to do something in our lives that we never dreamed could happen.
Dios quiere hacer algo en nuestra vida que nunca pudimos ni soñar que iba a pasar.
We can be changed.
Podemos estar cambiados.
We can have victory in our life.
Podemos tener victoria en nuestra vida.
There's a secret there.
Hay un secreto allí.
They didn't try to get it on their own.
Y no lo agarraron solos.
They didn't figure it out on their own.
No lo encontraron solos.
They cried to the Lord.
Lloraron a Dios.
To this poor man will I look.
Y a este hombre él va a mirar.
To him that is poor.
Él es pobre.
And of a contrite spirit.
Un espíritu quebrantado.
He doesn't have anything to offer.
Uno que no tiene que ofrecer de sí mismo.
Lord, I don't know my way through.
Dios, yo no sé cómo.
I don't know the answer.
Yo no sé la resulta.
Cry out to the Lord.
Pero clama a Dios.
We're poor.
Nosotros somos pobres.
Lord, we need you to guide us.
Te necesitamos a guiarnos.
Lord, I need you to encourage my heart.
Yo necesito tu ánimo.
I need peace from heaven.
Necesito paz de los cielos.
You know, the Bible speaks of peace that passeth understanding.
La Biblia habla de paz que es más que entendimiento.
Not something we can figure out.
Ni algo que podemos resultar nosotros solos.
Not something we can lay our hand on.
No es algo que nosotros podemos agarrar solo.
It's a secret.
Es un secreto.
Amen.
When we cried unto the Lord.
Cuando clamamos a Dios.
I'm a poor man, Lord.
Yo soy pobre.
I don't have anything to offer you.
No tengo nada que ofrecerte.
But I want peace in my heart.
Yo quiero paz en mi corazón.
I want direction in my life.
Quiero dirección. Quiero dirección en mi vida.
I want the things of life.
Quiero la vida que tú quieres que tenga.
I need to know the answers of life, Lord.
Necesito las respuestas de la vida.
But of course. The Lord said he would look that way.
Amen.
That's what we bring to the Lord.
Yes. Eso es que traemos a Dios.
A poor spirit.
Un espíritu pobre, quebrantado.
A contrite heart, broken.
Quebrado.
In verse 14 it says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace."
Amen.
You read that? 14 and
14.
Jehová peleará por vosotros, y vosotros estaréis tranquilos.
The Lord shall fight for you. And you shall just hold your peace. When we fight in our own strength, we might have a lot of strength. It's going to run out.
Amen.
The Lord said, "I'm going to fight for you. I want you to make it to heaven.
Amen.
I want you to come up to the gates of heaven. And I want your passport to be up to date. And I'm going to fight for you. God's going to fight for you, saints.
Amen.
He's going to fight our battles.
Yes.
He's never lost a battle.
Yes.
You want to be saved this morning? Quit trying to figure it out. God will fight for you.
Amen.
The devil will come after you. Cry unto the Lord.
Amen.
And it says you will see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
I
would encourage you today. Follow heart after God.
Yes.
This was a pretty amazing thing that happened here at the Red Sea.
Yeah.
It says in verse 19, "And the angel of God," listen to this, "the angel of God,
el ángel de Dios,
which went before the camp of Israel,
que iba delante de ellos,
removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them." That's where they were vulnerable. They didn't have anywhere to go forward. But the enemy was coming up from behind. And the angel of God went back there and stood between them and that danger. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And the angel of God stood between them.
Amen.
The angel of God's going to stand between us.
Yes.
And the devil.
De Dios.
Amen.
Entre ti y el enemigo.
Then it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them.
Yes.
But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night.
E iba entre el campamento de los egipcios y el campamento de Israel, y era nube y tinieblas para aquellos, y alumbraba a Israel de noche. Y en toda aquella noche nunca se acercaron los unos a los otros.
It was a cloud of darkness to the enemy of their lives.
Era oscuridad para el enemigo, pero era luz para ellos.
They came to take them over.
Vino a vencerlos.
They couldn't even see their way.
Pero ni podían mirar el camino.
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
A miracle.
Milagro.
A miracle happened.
Amen.
But on the other side of the angel, it was all light.
Y el otro lado era luz para ellos.
That would be pretty amazing.
Amen.
God put a wall of darkness between that was overtaking them and God's way. The Lord will stand between us.
Yes.
And that would overtake us.
Amen.
I want to read. We know the rest of that story.
Sabemos la historia.
Amen.
The Lord caused an east wind to blow all night long.
El viento sopló, Dios hizo viento soplar toda la noche.
While he was holding the enemy at bay,
tenía el enemigo acá.
He was opening a path through the sea. Have you ever gone down to the beach and seen that?
¿Has mirado un pasillo en el mar?
You ever seen the path opened up through the ocean?
¿Has mirado un camino en el mar?
I never heard of it.
No.
But these people cried to the Lord.
Pero ellos hablaron con Dios.
And God opened up the path.
Dios abrió un pasillo para ellos.
Some people want to say that it was very shallow water.
Unos quieren decir que hay nomás, había nomás poquita agua.
If that was the case,
pero si eso era verdad,
then God performed another miracle.
Entonces Dios hizo otro milagro.
He drowned the whole Egyptian army in real shallow water.
Porque todos los egipcios se ahogaron en poquita agua.
God works for his people.
Todo el ejército, sus carros, sus caballos y todo.
God is for everyone in here.
Dios es para todos nosotros.
He wants you to win.
Yes.
There's a crown waiting over there, saints.
Hay una corona para ti.
We gotta get it.
Amen.
Let no man take your crown.
Yes.
We've gotta get our crown.
Tenemos que agarrar nuestra corona.
I'll mention just a couple of other things. You remember the story of Samson? He was a great and mighty man.
Era muy fuerte.
Have you ever seen someone like that?
¿Has mirado a alguien así fuerte?
The lion comes down on him and they just do away with it.
El león viene y nomás lo mata.
His girlfriend wanted to know, where is your strength, Samson?
Amen.
Su novia quería saber, ¿dónde está tu fuerza?
How can you do those kind of things?
¿Cómo puedes hacer esas cosas?
His enemies locked him up in a town.
Amen.
Sus enemigos lo habían encerrado.
And he comes and just pulls the gates out of the ground and hauls them off about 20 miles.
Lo encerraron en un pueblo y él fue y agarró las puertas del pueblo y lo llevó 20 millas y los puso en un cerro allá.
Amen.
He had a secret.
Tenía un secreto.
And it wasn't because his biceps were big.
Yes.
No era porque sus músculos eran grandes.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord came on Samson.
Yes.
El Espíritu de Dios vino a él.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Que dice la Biblia.
The Spirit of God came upon him.
Yes. El Espíritu de Dios vino en él.
In Zechariah 4 and 6, I'm just going to quote this because I know it's getting late. But the scripture says, not by might.
No por ejército.
I'm going to read that. Not by might nor by power.
No por ejército ni por poder.
But by my spirit.
Pero por mi espíritu.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
El Dios de los hijos.
That's where it is, saints.
Amen.
No con ejército ni con fuerza, sino con el espíritu, ha dicho Jehová de los ejércitos.
Amen. It's not by our power.
No es por nuestro poder.
It's not by our strength.
No es por nuestra fuerza.
It's by the Spirit of the Lord.
Es por el Espíritu de Dios.
I want to encourage us, saints, as we leave this place.
Quiero animarles cuando se van ahora.
Get a hold of the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
He'll make things real clear to us.
Amen.
There'll be darkness all around.
Amen.
And on the side that the angel is,
pero el ángel va a estar contigo.
There'll be lots of light.
Amen.
It comes by the Spirit of the Lord.
Viene por el Espíritu de Dios.
There's a secret there.
Hay un secreto ahí.
To this man will I look.
A este hombre.
To him that is humble.
Voy a mirar.
Of a contrite. And of a contrite heart.
Yes.
Humble our hearts before God.
Humíllate delante de Dios.
Cry out to him.
Amen.
Llora a Dios. Ora a Dios.
Don't try to take life in our own hands.
No agarras la vida en tus propias manos.
Or by our own mind.
Por tu propia mente.
The Spirit of the Lord.
El Espíritu de Dios.
He'll make a way.
Él va a hacer un camino para ti.
If he has to open the ocean.
Aunque tiene que abrir el mar.
Yes.
He'll make a way for you.
Él va a hacer un camino.
Amen. Amen.